Mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Job chapter 2, verse 1. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord said unto Satan, from whence comes thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to
and fro.
And fro in the earth.
Oh, yeah.
From walking up
and down,
in it. The Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect man.
Upright man. That's what he was.
One that feared God and eschewed evil, and still he holy fast his integrity. Although thou moves me against him to destroy him without a cause. And Satan answered the Lord, as a conversation one, and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man had will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. Good God Almighty.
Oh my God.
That's Satan now.
That's your Satan.
And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save my his life. In other words, don't touch his soul.
Don't touch his soul.
So Satan went from forth the presence of the Lord, he didn't wait, and smote Job with their balls from the sole of his foot until his crown. Good God Almighty. And he took him a posture and strapped himself with gold and sat down among the ashes. And last, as I was beside him, say, then said his wife unto him, does thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God
and die.
And die.
You foolish woman. What's Job say?
Curse God.
You and die. And die.
Curse God.
And die.
And die.
Man.
On top of myself, when you're down to nothing.
God is up to seven, huh?
God is up to something.
All right,
am I talking to somebody in here this morning?
Right, Lord.
I don't know who I'm talking to, but all of us in here have gone through an experience with Lucifer.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Belly had named Satan.
Satan.
Or the devil, whatever you want to call him.
Right.
Or the evil spirit, whatever.
Are you right?
Even Jesus.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. When God can brag on you,
all right, huh?
You better watch out.
Amen.
Because Jesus, God bragged on Jesus.
Yeah.
The third chapter of Matthew. And after he was baptized, the Spirit set up on him like a dove.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, God said, this is my beloved Son.
You are well pleased.
And whom I'm well pleased.
Come on, pal.
Hear ye him.
All right.
And in the fourth chapter, he was led to the wilderness.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
To be tempted.
Yeah, right.
For 40 days. And for 40 nights.
40 days, 40 nights.
Well, God, now, Lucifer, the devil wasn't thinking about Job, no. But God said, have thou considered my servant Job? In other words, what you think about Job? Because one thing about Satan, he has to get authority from God to come to us.
Right.
I'm talking to somebody up here.
Right.
I'm talking to somebody that's down to nothing. In other words, down in your spirit.
Yeah.
Maybe you ain't got no money to buy somebody that gift that you need in the whatever. Maybe that you going to the doctor and had a bad report.
Come on, man.
Tell somebody.
You're right.
Diabetes.
Yeah. Diabetes. Blood pressure. Blood pressure.
Oh. Sugar diabetes.
All that.
Cancer.
Yeah, Lord.
Hurting in your back.
Lord.
And the medicine ain't doing you no good. I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah, Lord.
I know it's Christmas time.
And I know that we all want gifts to go buy for one another and this, that, and the other because it's Christmas time.
That's right.
But let me tell you something. Even though it's Christmas time, Satan is always there.
Always.
Yes, sir.
Always.
He come when you least expect
it.
Knocking on your door. He may not come to you, but he might get through your children.
Yeah, right. Tell us, brother.
Those kids were vulnerable, and God allowed Satan to have his way. Because it didn't come before God didn't know about it. But because of Satan, the devil, he's an evil spirit. And he don't care about nobody.
Nobody.
Not you or me.
Nobody.
And that's why I always pray for you all when you leave. I pray on the Father, because I know that you going through something just like I be going through something every now and then.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
Man, I won't say it.
Yeah.
As I said last week, we got to get our own house in order.
Get that on.
And sweep around our own front door.
Right, man.
Before we try to sweep around somebody else.
Come on, man. Yeah, you're right.
Am I talking to somebody?
You're right.
Yeah, I don't care where I'm at. I don't care like it.
There you go.
Not here, whatever, man. God is going to be God, and I'm going to use me as he sees fit to use me, because God is true, and God is a big God.
Yeah, yeah, man.
You know what he said in Isaiah 66, heaven in my home?
Mm-hmm.
And my footstool is earth. So let's look in the text. Let's go back to one, baby. Job had 10 children. Woo. In one, I mean, all. 7 boys and 3 girls.
Mm.
Am I talking to somebody?
All right, yeah.
You know, children sometimes can, you know, lay their hats down sometimes. And Job would go to church and say, let me pray for each one of them because he might have done something wrong against God.
Oh, yeah.
And Job would go to church every day to pray for his 10 children. We all got, some of us all got children in here.
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Oh, yeah. Tell it.
You know, I'm talking to somebody.
Yes, sir. Tell it.
And not only we got children, but sometimes them children do something we don't want them to do.
That's right. That's right.
We didn't raise them like that.
That's right. That's right. You're right.
You're sure right. But they did anyway.
Yeah. That's
because
right.
They followed somebody.
Followed somebody, yeah. It's all right, follow somebody.
But God said.
But God.
If I'm funny.
Who can be against?
Who can be against?
What he did?
God said this. There's a way to see the right unto a man.
That's Proverbs 16:25. But the end thereof are the ways of death. A lot of them shouldn't think that's the right way, the quick way to get some money. But just think about it. They're uptown in DC-1 with all kind of time.
Yep.
I know because I know. I talked to them. And let me tell you something. The devil don't want us. He wants them, the children that's growing up, the ones that we trying to raise to be right, and the ones that's trying to, you know, do the right thing. Because he come to steal.
Kill and destroy.
Kill.
And destroy.
And destroy. I know I'm talking to somebody.
Yes, sir. You hold
it. You gotta say it to me. Yeah.
You hold it.
I'm telling it like this.
You tell the
truth. Because I already know how he is.
Yeah.
He's slick. And he's cunning craftiness. And the Bible say, Job didn't do nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Bible. Look what it said. And again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves. Huh?
Mm.
Before the Lord. And there's a conjunction that say, amen.
Mm.
So that lets us know that he come on a way.
That's right.
You know, my mama used to say, don't go nowhere if you ain't invited.
That's right.
Those old folks used to
say, that's true. That's true.
Don't go nowhere if you ain't invited.
Don't go.
Don't go there.
Oh.
Huh?
You're right. No,
I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah,
see, the old way
is the best way.
The old folk be chewing that back 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
And they'll be sitting on that porch knowing what you going to do before you even do it.
You're right.
Because they had a God way in mind, man. Put the law.
Put the law.
I don't care. I'm talking to somebody up
here. Yeah. Sure.
Huh?
You're right. Direct line.
Yes, but they're back on you, too.
You know.
Well, yeah. I'm talking to somebody up here. Because I know that what's good for the goose
is
good for the gander. That's old folks talk.
Yeah.
I remember the time in Christmas time, Grandma and Mama used to go to TGNY. How many of y'all, some of y'all don't know what TGNY is?
Yeah,
you didn't know what TGNY is.
No, wait for this fact. Wait.
And then I go look.
Yeah.
You wouldn't buy them.
Well, they're going to look first, though.
They're going to look first. I'm talking about Christmas time.
Yeah.
This is Christmas time.
Yeah, get that money together.
And they had them socks on for like 2 foot.
I'm
just saying how far we done come. God has brought us a
long way. Oh, yeah.
He
ain't
want something like you all in the bag of chips. Negro, you ain't got what you got unless the Lord blesses you with it in the house.
All right.
Right. I know what I'm talking about.
All right.
He says, the earth is the
Lord.
And the fullness thereof. And they that dwell therein. Then he drops down from the verse 7 and says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting Lord, for the kingdom of God shall come in. You got to let it come in your heart and say, Lord, I am a sinner. I need you to save me.
I need you to save me. That's right.
Oh,
come on in.
I need you to save me.
That's right.
It's tight, but it's right. Yes, sir. It's tight, but it's right, you do. Because I'm trying to help somebody to come out of your mess. So if you're in there, you're going through a trial. I'm trying to tell you how to get out of that trial that the devil is coming to the neck.
Because
he's coming.
There he comes.
Yes, he's coming.
Oh,
yeah. I think he's coming.
He's coming.
Look what he's saying. Joe had all kinds of stuff. Cow. Money. Now, what if that was one of us?
Mm.
We'd think I was crazy.
You sure right.
Come
right.
On, let's be real.
You're right.
Cadillac. The picket fence.
Mm.
The fine car.
Oh, yeah.
All kind of money. But all in one sudden, you just say, poof.
Oh.
But Joe didn't do that.
Look
what he said. Go up to verse 20. One. Then Job arose after he had heard everything about his children, about his camp, about everything he had. He said, then arose and went his mantle and shaved his head and fell down on the ground and worshiped. Let me get on that worship. See, worship is something that you don't have. And you're still giving God the praise. Now, praise is something when you bless you with something. When, you know, you bless you with some money or bless you with a new car, you want to thank God. But worship is something different.
Sure will.
Job had just lost all he had.
All he had.
Think about that.
Yeah. But he had the Lord, though. He had the Lord, pal.
I'm just trying to, you don't have to
know. He had all he needed. He had the Lord.
I was talking about the Christmas story, about Gabriel, you know, coming with the angels and all that. I'm out there, I'm over here.
Tell it, tell it.
Because somebody needs this.
Tell it, pal.
I don't know who it is.
Tell it, pal. Tell it.
Because Eugene be asking all the time, what I'm pronouncing, I don't know.
That's right.
Whatever God did.
That's right.
Y'all know I knew the Bible. It's a gift God gave me.
God gave you that, pal.
I didn't buy this.
And the world can't take it from me.
And the world can't take it away.
No, no, no.
See, Peter said that.
That's right.
In Acts. Amen. It was down in the 8th chapter. I think it was. And Simeon was down there saying, let me tell this Holy Ghost. And Peter said, Peter, you can't buy this because this is not up no money here. There ain't no money. You can't put no money on God's word.
No, no.
No,
no.
I don't care who you
are. That's right.
You're when you're anointed, you're anointed.
Back off.
I'm not jealous of nobody.
No.
Say, look what it says. It says, and I'm going to be too. It says, and it said, Nick, I came out of my mother's womb.
Yeah.
And Nick, I shall return there.
Right.
The Lord did it. And the Lord take it away.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Now, can you say that after you lost everything, man? You be crying.
No, Lord.
Come on now, somebody.
You still crying.
You still crying. I'm trying to help somebody. I know I would.
You still be crying.
I'm poor, but I don't tell no lie.
You still be crying. All that.
But Job said, naked. What did he say? But he said, the Lord gave. And the Lord had taken away. Blessed
be the name
of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about you, but I just learned that whatever God gives you, be thankful for.
Be thankful for it. Be thankful.
Whatever God has given you, be thankful for it. You may not have what Joe Lo had, but some people in the neighborhood don't even go to church. Amen.
Yep,
and look like they got all they want. They got new cars.
They ain't got the Lord though,
really. New house.
They ain't got the rent.
New furniture. Am I talking to somebody?
They ain't got the
you Lord. Know what I'm talking about, though. I know. I've been around the block.
Right.
And look like they just prospering. But one thing they don't have,
the Lord say
is peace within themselves.
Peace within themselves.
Because Jesus said, I give you peace, which passes all.
Understand.
I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm trying to tell you, if you ain't got but a little bit, but it's from the Lord, it's much. That's what my grandma used to say. A little money from the Lord carries a whole lot away. I didn't know what she was talking about at that time, but I was a little bit bad, she was running around with praying horse and buggy, you know, and the girls get over there playing with Jack. We don't even know that when you tell them no more, Jack.
I ain't heard that. I don't know what
that is. You don't even know what that is.
Jacks. No, that
was. I don't know what that is. Jacks. Huh?
Well,
this is good.
Amen.
That's the old way.
Yeah,
you hear about no sugar killing one
of them? No, no.
Well, we ain't had nobody that. Not no.
Fight and make up the same day.
We'll stand there and eat some hog head cheese and crackers.
Uh-huh.
And drink me a get us some Lehigh cold drinks.
Yeah.
But we might fight a little bit, but we
can
before they all win.
Made up that day though. Made up that day. Went back to play.
Went back to play.
Yeah.
But not this day.
Oh no, they gonna get a gun.
You something. Better watch yourself if you get in the fight today.
Yeah.
Because they coming back with some, they ain't coming back with no little 22 pop gun or no Saturday night special. They coming back with some artillery.
Sure,
to blow your brains out.
You're right.
But God for you.
Hold
on.
Yeah,
Lord. But God.
And then he say, look what he say. Verse 3. Has thou considered my servant Job?
Mm-hmm.
Now the Lord brought his name up because the Lord wanted to show Satan, you ain't got much power without me.
I got all power.
I got all. I made you.
Yeah.
Acts Ezekiel 28.
Yeah.
I made you,
yeah.
And I set you some.
Right.
That's what it said in Ezekiel 28, go read 13, 14, it's in your Bible. The Bible say, I set you some,
oh, yeah.
And then you was anointed.
Yeah.
They called him the son of anointed.
Yeah, Lord.
That's in Ezekiel 28, go read. Mm-hmm. You told out your Bible, isn't that?
Right.
And the Bible say, he had diamonds and pearls,
ooh,
in his body. Can you imagine that?
Ooh.
He had armor and all this other stuff. I can't can't pronounce some of them names, but that's what's in him. And he can sing like a mocking bird. They call him a son of the woman.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
But he was Lucifer, yeah.
Hold on.
But he wanted to say within himself in Isaiah 14 chapter. We're not about that Bible study. He said within himself five things. And the last thing he said, I'm going to be like the Most High God. Because of your name.
Because of your name.
Oh, say.
Amen.
How you have failed. See, he know how it is in him.
Yeah.
We don't know. We can hear about it. But he done been there. And guess what? He can't go back. Because he say, in his throne room, the Lord, Son of God, man, this is in God's throne room. The spiritual now. I'm trying to get out of that flesh into the spiritual realm. Because one day we're going to be spiritual one day. Let me tell you something. We walk right out there door right now and go into the spirit. That's how true that is. Your money going to be to you. Your diamonds and pearls. You ain't going to take none of that stuff with you.
Nothing.
Naked not paying to this world.
Naked going to leave you.
And naked.
You're going to leave you.
Huh?
Naked. You ain't going to take nothing with
you. You don't need nothing with them. But the Bible says, you know, have thou considered my servant.
Yeah.
God bragged on Joseph.
Yeah.
Jesus bragged, God bragged on Jesus. Yeah. And he's going to say, don't let God brag on you now. Because he coming. He may come to try to afflict your child. He may try to come, amen. He may try to come and afflict your grandchild.
Oh, yeah.
Or your brother, your son. He coming now. We coming, mercy. He may not come. He coming to try to do what he can do, but to destroy you. He really you.
Yeah.
What kind of person that is?
Tell it, bro. Tell it.
Mm. But you know everything I tell the Lord? Lord, let your will.
Yeah.
Be
done.
Your will.
I don't know what's on today.
Your will.
When I go downtown to the jailhouse, when I go up there, I don't know what I'm expecting. It may be somebody with a gun to kill me. I don't know. Yeah. We don't know what's on tomorrow. That's what I'm trying to tell you now.
Right.
God I'm trying to tell you, you don't know what's on tomorrow. You don't know what's on the next minute. Just think right now and say, praise the Lord. Yeah. I lift up my eyes to him from which cometh my help. All of my help comes.
Lord.
And then he said, oh, chase and see that the Lord is good.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
I don't know about you, but I've learned and I've discovered that when you serve the Lord, it ain't going to be howdy, because Job didn't do nothing wrong. He had three friends that came and sat in sackcloth. I'm just going to pull it up in the beginning. For 7 days. I used to speak like that, wouldn't say nothing for 7 days, but I didn't stop it because I ain't as close as I was 20-some years ago. But I used to wouldn't say nothing for 7 days. They didn't say nothing for 7 days. And guess what they say? He must have did something wrong.
Right.
You know, we quickly do that.
Oh, yeah.
We had our hands.
All right.
You know why you going through what you're going through. You must be done something.
Yeah,
first thing they say.
Yeah,
am I talking to somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all heard that before?
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
no. But not somebody wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Job ain't do nobody wrong. The Lord brought his name up before Satan. And said, have thou considered my servant Job? An upright man.
Upright.
See, you got to walk over. Let me tell you something. Whatever the devil throw at you, if you're in right standing, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Mm-hmm. You say, Lord, you say, come unto me all ye other
labor.
And I have a labor. And
I'll
give you rest. My yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Right.
We all fight in a fight.
Yeah.
The Bible says, for we wrestle not. Ephesians 6:12, against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high place. That's what we're wrestling against.
Right.
On them jobs.
Oh, yeah.
They might get one that don't know proof, a regular that don't give you nothing.
Yeah.
You'd have been at college, got a degree, and you ain't got no regular.
Yeah.
Been there for 10, 15 years, ain't got now regular. get with somebody behind you and got $5-$6 raised. That's God, ain't it? Ain't God trying to show you something? If I'm for you, be again. It don't matter what it takes, but as long as you stay in the Lord, the Lord got a way of blessing you, and he have a way of blessing you. That's why the scripture say, but they that wait
upon the Lord,
sharing you their strength, they shall mount up. I'm helping somebody now. But this is for somebody, but I want you to preach this. This is for somebody up in here today. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not ye, be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. I will strengthen thee and I will help thee. Yet I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. That's what it says. I'm trying to help somebody because you got to quote the scripture back to the devil. The devil cannot stand up to the word of God. It's powerful. Hebrews 4:12 says, it's sharper than any two-headed sword.
That word gonna stick.
That word gonna stick with nothing else gonna stick.
Right, right.
You can be broke.
It's still gonna stick.
That but God will always show favor.
Yeah.
Show favor to me. Well, now I'm talking with them white folk that think they got everything. They ain't got nothing. I know who holds the key. I just gonna say now, I know who got all the power and all the on and everything. It ain't y'all. No. That's about to the book. The book, what? Look what's in my folks' thing. Look what say. They say, so Satan, I'm not looking for verse 7, drop down. So Satan went from the presence and upward. He didn't wait. That's how that rascal do. He don't wait to do nothing. You know, like we say, well, I'm going to get that rascal. I might wait a week or two or, you know, something like that. He went straight from the presence of God and went to Job and put souls from the top of his head, not just that, to the bottom of his feet. Am I talking to somebody? And his friends didn't even know who he was. Yeah.